Look alive. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gas Boys podcast, audio only edition. This is Gavin and Parker.
Gavin and Parker.
Coming to you post recording, but pre episode to let you know that some idiot ran out of storage on his phone.
Wasn't me.
So we'll get to the bottom of this, figure out how that could have happened. But unfortunately, there is going to be no video on the YouTube version. We'll give you 2 minutes of
something,
the episode.
Something good?
No, there's 2 minutes of the episode recorded on my phone. Although I might have just deleted that. Now that I'm...
On recently deleted also.
I think I just cleared my recently deleted.
You guys, Parker is not... It's not his fault.
I just woke up from a nap, okay? I'm not on it. I'm not on top of it.
That was 2 hours ago.
Gavin.
That was more than 2 hours ago.
My just means 2 hours ago. But thanks for being here and listening still.
Yeah.
Enjoy the episode. It was fun. The last one without Christian before he comes back from his honeymoon. We're excited to have him back and excited for you to listen to this.
Listen now. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry that Parker did that.
That's the trick. I just gotta be nonchalant about it. Just sit here and just clap.
Hannah and Mariah loved the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Mariah was.
I said they listened to it.
Raving,
huh?
I said Mariah was raving about it.
Oh, really?
Maybe it helps that they listened to it together. I feel like funny things are funnier when you're with
other
someone
people,
else, and then you guys both laugh together. Like I feel like I laugh out loud more when I'm with other people than by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, I'm cool. I get it.
It's fun when you have something funny to show someone and you show it to them and they actually laugh at it and then you can start laughing together. But then you...
What's not fun is when you show them something that you found at 11 p.m. and you thought was really funny and then you show it to them again.
And they're like not in a laughing mood or something.
No, and then it's not as funny and you realize that as you're showing them.
Yeah.
And then you regret doing that because... You look like an idiot.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Went to Dallas yesterday. Six Flags. Haven't been since we went to California.
Yeah.
Have you been to this one?
No.
Weren't we talking about like maybe going or something? But
yeah.
Then it was really...
You did it by yourself, you scoundrel. Actually?
Buns. I guess how many... Okay. Restart. Pretend I didn't say any of that.
Okay.
How many rides do you think I went on?
Two.
Pretty close.
Seven.
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
One of them wasn't even a roller coaster. First one, we get there. Our park doesn't open until 11, first off. So we got there a little bit after 11.
Can't
about 11:30.
I just guessed that without any context of the situation.
I know. Because all Six Flags is a bunch of roller coasters and some a little bit smaller, like kiddie rides, I would call them. We went on a roller coaster. We got in line for a roller coaster right when we got in the gates.
Uh-huh.
Turns out that happened to be the longest wait ever.
Wonderful.
We're waiting in line for probably 20 something minutes, maybe half an hour, barely moved. Girls are like, maybe let's not go on this one. Cause it was like Mulholland Madness in Disneyland. You know that one?
The little mini car, the car one that's like really,
really
quick
small, but like really
tricky.
Quick turns.
Yeah.
But this one was also spinning the entire Ooh. Time. So... I was like, okay, whatever. We ended up seeing a board later. Also, the only one in the park that showed you wait times, that was an hour and a half wait time just for that ride.
Hmm.
So we decided to go into this other one that is similar to the Buzz Lightyear one where you're shooting uh-huh. Zurg.
Yeah.
Disney. Everything is going to be Disney related or comparisons because
that's the only reference
that's what
really.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. We were waiting in line. We were pretty close. We could see the front about to board, and the ride shuts down.
Oh, I hate that.
And they're like, we have maintenance on the ride, and they're working on it. If you leave your spot, you forfeit your spot in line, but it could be up and running. Who knows how long. So we waited there.
Dang lightning delays that would happen in Florida.
Yeah, it was 75 and sunny here. So nothing. We waited for about 20 minutes, then left. So that was awesome. Two strikes in a row.
Right as you left, though, it
no, started it, back up. Yeah, I think it was closed the rest of the day. So that was a good move.
They should tell you the severity of the problem.
I know.
Like it's because it could be like, what if it's a 5-minute fix and you get out of line and then all of a sudden the light's going?
Yeah. Or,
if you're waiting for several hours.
I imagine it can't just be like, oh, the ride shut down. We don't know, have any idea what the problem is. They have to have something that can diagnose, okay, this is the area the problem's in.
Yeah, like a roller coaster doctor.
Yeah, basically. So we missed out on that. We're like, okay, let's walk to the back of the park, see if there's any rides there. Because people, you walk short distances, you see, oh, there's a ride there. Let's just wait here. Walk to the back. I can't remember the name. It's not Titan. But there's a roller coaster that's open. We are like, okay, it looks like there's no line. Must have just opened because we were the first ones to get on.
Oh, wow. The test subjects. Nice.
Yeah, we got on the ride, rode it. It was awesome roller coaster. Had two big loops in it. You're looking over the freeway, too, as you're riding. You go up. And it's the one that kind of hangs
beautiful
over.
Beautiful Dallas scenery.
Beautiful concrete
jungle.
Everywhere. Ride that one. It was like not even 2 minutes. 2 minute long ride. We get off. We're like, okay, that was great.
Let's do it again.
Hope and Hayden didn't want to go on that one, so it was just Hannah and I.
Oh, what? Why?
Hope doesn't really like roller coasters. She just wanted to go because
good thing she went.
Like, because Hayden wanted to go, and apparently Hayden doesn't like roller coasters. So.
Wasn't this her birthday trip to go to Six Flags?
She said she really doesn't like big loops, which that's fair. There were two pretty decent loops in there, and so they're like, we're waiting in line for this ride, and we walk over there. It's called a Jurassic Safari, basically.
Okay.
And it's
like dinosaurs.
Yeah, but it's not even a roller coaster. It's like
The Jungle
little
Cruise?
Go-karts, you know, that are on a track. Oh. They can only go so fast and you just have to stay on the track.
Are you controlling it?
Yeah, you're driving.
Oh,
like,
that's fun. More fun, I guess.
But the track is still like you can't get off of it.
Right. Is the goal to race or is the goal to just...
No, just drive through.
Oh, cool.
And it's pretty slow. So we waited in line for that one for a while, got on, rode that one. And then by this time, it's now 2:00. And we're looking around, seeing if there's any more rides they want to go on. And Titan, which is an awesome roller coaster.
Isn't that what you guys did first?
No, I couldn't remember the name of the other one. Titan was the last one we go on. Line is pretty long. And you can buy fast passes for this place. But you have to schedule when you're getting on. And it's if you buy an individual fast pass for each line, it's like $20 per person.
For one
fast pass to get on the ride one time. So we decided not to do that. We get in line. We ended up waiting. Hope didn't go, but Hayden did. And
she hated it.
She was pretty freaked out. Like we got strapped in and it's so cruel, but it's kind of funny, especially, I mean, she's 18. And so it's not like some little kid that I'm like, oh, I feel so bad because you're crying. Mm-hmm. Hayden didn't cry initially. But she was freaked out.
Did she cry later?
I think she probably cried on the ride, but there was so much wind, it just dried her tears.
No, I haven't been crying.
You go up this incline, and it's very steep. You get to the peak, and then the first four cars or carts on it go over the edge, and then just straight shot down.
Yeah.
You do this like sidewinding thing. She almost apparently blacked out. She said her vision started getting like really dark and like focusing in.
That's happened to me a couple times. I think it was at the Six Flags in California.
I think that one has some more intense roller coasters.
Yeah, the X coaster or whatever.
That's what it is.
That was the most intense one. Did you go on that in Dallas?
No, they don't have that one.
But that one was the most intense roller coaster I've ever been on.
I was talking to Tina and Anthony and everyone today about the X roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the most intense roller coaster I've been on. Because you start out, you get launched, and it shoots flames.
Yeah, it shoots flames at you. Can feel
the heat as you're going through.
Yeah.
And at some points, you're going upside down. And there's this other one, I have no idea what the name of it is. But you strap in, and you're hanging from it. Like, it's not a sit down in the roller coaster. It's you sit on this little, like, hook bicycle seat, basically. And then you strapped in from your shoulders on the top.
Was that the Riddler one? I think they have that one.
I'm talking about Six Flags in California. This wasn't in Texas.
No, this one was in California. Yeah. The one that I've been on.
The Riddler? Is that one?
I'm pretty sure. It's like, it straps over your shoulders and your feet are hanging.
No, I think it has a different name, but maybe it is the Riddler. But that one was crazy.
Or it's Batman and the Riddler or something like that.
Nah, there's another Batman one.
I don't like roller coasters. There's not a roller coaster I dislike because it's scary. I dislike it because it's uncomfortable. Like if there's somewhere my neck is getting rocked back and forth or like it's just uncomfortable sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
That would make me not want to do it. I don't think I've gotten too scared on one before.
Yeah.
And I think I've been that way my whole life.
The worst experience was the first ride at Six Flags in California. I didn't realize how much it was going to rock my head. I smacked my head so hard. I just had a terrible headache right after. Waited like an hour and then I was good to go. But you have to go with people who like you want to hit all the rides. And you're also I don't know why they don't have the times showing like estimated wait time for a line. They TSA have that in Disney.
They can do it here.
Not in Texas. This also is probably one of the older Six Flags in the U.S. So, but it was fun. We ended up doing that, and then we went to Panda Express for dinner.
Nice. Real easy on the stomach after a long day. I wonder if you guys, if that's the typical Six Flags Dallas experience, or if you just had rotten luck.
Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of rides shut down. None of the water rides were open. Actually, that's not true. There was a log water ride that was open, but the Big Rapids one.
But they're scared of water, too.
No, that we wanted to go on that one, but that line was insane.
I'm sure. Was it warm, kind of?
No, it was like 75 and breezy. So,
I've hit my head. I don't hit my head very often, but I've hit my head twice pretty hard in the last couple weeks.
Oh, how?
One of them was at Easter.
What'd you run into?
No, I was sitting on that swing that Harvey has chewed up.
Oh, yeah.
So I was right on the edge of it and like sitting on the edge with my legs on one side and then my hands holding the other side down. And Devin tosses me the Frisbee and I go to reach for it like an idiot and forget that I'm counterbalancing myself on the backside. And so it flips up, smacks me right in the back of the head. And I just got up, acted like I was fine and like went and played Frisbee.
And went and cried.
No, it was fine. It kind of hurt my head for the rest of the day. I don't even think I told Mariah. I think I lost my memory temporarily. And then at work the other day, I was putting a pallet into the trailer and there was a loose piece on one that was in there and it like fell out. Bonk. I got so mad at it too. Because that one wasn't even my fault.
You started hitting it. Just
hitting
it on the ground. That's fun. Did you bring me a Red Bull?
No.
Is that an active Red Bull right now? Or is that an empty can?
No, it's active.
Wow.
That's diabolical. I have one in my car, actually, but it's coconut.
I see you have a white peach one in the mix.
I tried that this morning. I went to the gas station on my way to church.
Yeah.
And that was the very last one of those. At CEFCO.
Big Papa's has a bunch of them.
Yeah, and it was like just tipped over in the back. I had to kind of search for it, and I was like, oh, what's that back there?
It tastes like the peach nectarine.
Yeah, well, it's peach. Half of the flavor.
Yeah.
That.
Well, it's white peach.
The other half is white.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit disappointed, but it tastes good.
Peach nectarine is basically
white peach.
Peach twice.
Yeah.
Nectarine is not that different from a peach.
That's true. It's just one's fuzzy and one's
honestly,
not.
Honestly, I would take a nectarine over a peach.
Oh, sorry.
Nectarines have been overshadowed by peaches.
For a long time.
Worse name. It's harder to say. More syllables.
Yeah. People love peaches. People aren't big nectarines.
There's not a princess nectarine in Mario.
Yeah. Peaches got all the. What's her sister's name? Her cousin's
Daisy.
Name? Daisy. No, maybe.
There's
so many.
Mario and Luigi. And
yeah,
Peach and Daisy.
Okay, what's Rosalina?
Oh, that's the one in
the star.
Mario Kart that's hard to unlock.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't actually hard to unlock. You just have to actually do the challenges.
Yeah. That's it. The white peach is good though. I'm glad it's back because you can't find the peach nectarine. That must have been a summer edition or something. Because no, it's not. They didn't even have it. Just the peach edition.
They probably just discontinued it. You can't find it anywhere?
No. It's been gone for a long time.
Like, I feel like they'll just randomly do that.
Darn you. Yeah, they dropped the... I never even... That's not true. I tried the vanilla one.
That was here and gone so fast.
Iced vanilla, the winter edition.
That was probably one of the best things I've ever had in my mouth. Not even Red Bull.
No, that is not... I tried a drink of yours. It was a sugar-free one. So that might have had an effect, but it didn't taste that good to me. I'm glad I got to at least try it, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
I got to buy up all the white peach, because if they ever discontinue the blue edition... Nasty Nate, is gonna lose his mind. He might cry. I want a Red Bull fridge in here so bad.
That's all I get recommended on Facebook Marketplace now, because how often I look at them.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody would donate one to us. That'd be cool. I was thinking, I don't know what you had like written down for talking about today.
Oh, really?
But I was thinking about careers and stuff, working together.
I literally last night just looked up Red Bull jobs.
Oh, I wasn't thinking
nothing
about that.
In the area.
Oh. All you'd be doing is like dropping off like Red Bulls.
No, there's like sales or stuff.
You could like go to events and hand out free Red Bulls. They do that, you know. They did that when we went to Super Bowl.
Super Bowl parade. That was fun. I didn't even take advantage of it. I like had one. I was like, oh no.
Same. That was stupid.
Kept pounding. It was the little guys too. That's like nothing.
Yeah, it was like the 8.4.
I could drink
four of them and be fine.
Feel nothing. What were you saying?
No, I was just thinking, because I was going to ask you if you, you know, wanted to come work with me and do like bathroom remodels and all that.
You're asking me that right now?
I'm asking you that right now, if that's something you would want to do in the future. But also, I was just thinking about it because in all my life, you know, I went to school for business.
He has been faithful.
And I've had a lot of different jobs. But I was just thinking, like, what job would you want for your career? Or what would you want to do? Or what jobs did you like that you had?
Well, I built a dresser yesterday, and that was fun.
Wow.
I actually really like that.
Okay. So you could work at
IKEA.
Yeah.
Assemble IKEA furniture.
That would be cool. You know, people need that around here.
Man, it took a really long time.
Really?
It's just tedious.
Yeah, it's a bunch of little stuff.
I also
stuff.
Kept messing up because the instructions are...
in gibberish.
Terrible. It's all pictures, which is good. I like pictures. I'm good with those. But tell me why the picture of this has 14 holes in it, but the actual thing only has 13 holes in it. You want to tell me why? And which ones am I supposed to put where? So I like misaligned some stuff, and then I'm like, this cannot be
like,
how
this
it's supposed
square.
To be. No. And so I had to undo a lot of things that I did. And then some things that I like did, undid, redid, I had to undo again and do it the way that I originally did it because I thought I messed it up and I didn't mess it up.
Ooh.
Took a long time.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
I was foolish of me. Friday night, I had a movie to watch at 9 p.m. And Dawson had emailed us about asking if we could play PUBG that evening. And finally, it's been like a year that we've been trying to play with him.
Yes.
And he only communicates via email, which is very tough because you don't get like, you don't get every single email notification on your lock screen or anything like that. And I thought I could play a couple rounds.
We did.
And then build the dresser and then make it to the movie.
Ooh.
And we started playing at like 6:30 or something. After dinner, played a couple rounds, and I wasn't just gonna like play for one round and get off.
Yeah.
So I started building the dresser at like 8
something.
Something. Like, yeah, this is not happening.
Did you get it done before Mariah got home?
No, she was there the whole time. This was Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what'd you do?
Built it Saturday morning. Left, went to this farmer's market that was downtown. Not a farmer's market, just like a flea market thing.
Yeah.
No farmers there to be seen. At least none that I encountered.
Not that you could tell.
No. Found this sick Dallas Stars shirt. It was an XL. I'm like, I can work with that, I think. And I was about to buy it. I'm like, no, let me just try it on real quick. Put it on and it like the sleeves went down to here.
That's sick.
I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty baggy.
Yeah. I was like, one of the shirts. Mariah got me this shirt for my birthday last year.
That one?
No.
Oh.
It was an Essentials shirt, and she got me a large.
Is that just a brand?
Yeah.
Oh, does it say Essentials on it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And she got me a large, and as I was opening it, I saw the tag, and I was like, okay, let's see how this fits. And I put it on, and it fit like a 3X. Like, it was massive.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's a bummer.
She got it for you last year?
Yeah, for my birthday. I just tried it on again the other day to see. You know, maybe I was being a little dramatic. And I put it on again and like,
massive.
This is not going to work.
Can't fit.
No.
Hilarious.
But then went and watched the Thunderbirds. I could not remember what it was called. I knew it was Thunder something. But I think it's actually Thunderbolts because that makes the most sense.
Yeah, sure.
New Marvel movie. It was actually very good.
Really?
I liked it. So it's about Black Widow's sister.
Okay.
It's about that one ghost chick from
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Oh, okay. The new Captain America from the show, which I didn't watch, so I didn't really know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
He's like a different looking Captain America. And then he was like shamefully, dishonorably discharged or something like that because he like killed somebody in the street.
Wait, can you show me a picture of him? Dishonorable Captain America.
This guy.
Oh, that's so funny. He doesn't look like a real
Captain America. But these were like the memes that I saw.
Yeah.
It was so funny looking. But in this one, he had a beard, so I didn't really recognize him. I thought it was just this guy that showed up pretending to be Captain America. Then I asked Riker, and I was like, is that guy the new one? He said, yes. And then some other one that spoiler alert, dies pretty early on, too early for me to even know which character she was. I probably would know if I watched all their spinoff shows and stuff. And then this guy named Bob who shows up, and he becomes
pretty important.
Yeah, he's an important character. I don't want to spoil it in case.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
It's pretty new. But he's in the movie, and he's just a regular guy.
But he's a cool regular guy.
Black Widow's dad shows up too. He's in there. But it was good.
The red.
Yeah.
Something.
The whole thing is like it starts off with I don't even remember her name.
Oh, she wants to kill Hawkeye, right?
No. Hawkeye's not in this.
Oh. I thought, remember, in Black Widow, because...
Didn't he die?
No, Black Widow died, though, because it was Clint and Natasha were fighting to try and kill themselves for that Soul Stone in Infinity War or Endgame.
Oh, yeah, and she killed
herself. And she had to die for it, and so then...
I thought that was Gamora. No, that was before that.
No, Gamora died for something else.
Thanos threw her off the...
Yeah. That was the first time for the Soul Stone. Mm-hmm. You have to kill something you love or something.
Anyway, she's just like, I can't find my purpose. Whatever.
In Russian.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And eventually, the villain basically sends everybody to hell. Like their own personal hell. And it's literally like, turns them into like black shadows. Like he does the thing at them and they go... into blackness, and it leaves a black, like, dusty shadow on the ground. And they go to basically, like, a place where they keep reliving, like, their worst mistakes or, like, their worst memories, the worst things they've ever done. So it took Black Widow's sister's character back to when she was, like, 7 and was being trained up by that secret Russian army thing.
The Red Room.
Yeah, by those people. And she basically has to like lure one of her classmates out into the woods to get killed. And that like keeps replaying for her.
Yo.
And then a bunch of other stuff where she's like drinking herself to death in a bathroom, like passed out because she's...
So depressed.
Yeah. And then... Or don't.
Don't spoil it.
Not going to say it. Anyways, I'll cut that out at 22... I'll make a note here. Hey, Siri, remind me to cut that out.
Yeah. Not going to cut it out.
I will if I remember.
Oh, if he remembers. Hey, Parker, cut that part out.
Yeah.
Well, it ruined it for me.
It was good, though. It felt like there was, like, there was like Christian themes in there, which was interesting to see from Marvel.
Interesting.
Maybe, I don't know if they were meaning to do it, but I'm sure maybe the writers are smart enough
this is really
understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because he literally did send them to hell. Oh, and one of the lines he says in there, he's like, it's okay, the pain just gets worse. He's like, there's no death here, the pain just gets worse. I'm like, okay, so hell.
Yeah. How about it? Oh, guess what I got for my birthday?
It's Star Wars Day, not your birthday.
Oh, may the 4th be with you.
That joke kind of died. Actually, I think I haven't heard it once.
I saw it on something.
Dang it.
Also, this comes out on my birthday.
Yeah, it does. If you're listening to this, comment happy birthday, Gavin. He's turning 25.
25.
I was thinking about it in the shower the other day, that your life is a quarter of a century.
Quarter of the way done. Live until 100, baby.
Yeah, at least.
At least. I was thinking about this the other day in the shower. I want a shower marker that I can write on the walls things I think about.
Just get like a spray paint can.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, I want a shower marker.
I wanted a shower mirror for a while.
Yo!
Stop it.
They can't even see that. It's not even in frame.
Because it's so much easier to shave your face in the shower. Just because it's already, you're wet in there and it's warm and your skin's like soft.
But I just used an electric razor.
But then I was like, $20 for a shower mirror at Target. Pass.
I don't look at my... Also, you have to keep like wiping off the steam.
Yeah, but it's had like a little reservoir in the back. You put cold water in there, and apparently that will stop the steam from getting to it.
Are you going
to
put cold water in there?
I don't know if it's going to work.
I think it would.
I would have to buy it to try it.
Nah. It would still steam up.
I can look it up.
It would still...
Oh, I watched a video today. I saw a Mark Rober video popped up on my recommended. He only posts like once a month or something, so I usually watch most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the title of it was something about the train situation where you jump inside the train and land in the same spot if you jump on the outside and you don't land in the same spot. I think we convinced ourselves last time we talked about it that, like, imagine if you were on top of a train and it's about to go into a tunnel. And if you're on top of it, you get smacked and crushed by the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Till you drink your Red Bull.
Topic. No, I think the Red Bull's a problem that's coming back up.
Oh, no.
Because if you think, like, if you jumped, you wouldn't smack into the tunnel. Like, I feel like you'd still have some forward momentum. But he explained the entire thing very well, better than, like, my mind could have, just, like, trying to go in circles of, like, of random logic. If you're inside, it's all the air molecules that
keep you there.
And when you jump up, you're going to land in the same spot because the air is not pushing you anywhere. The air is traveling with the train.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the outside, the air is pushing up against you. So if you jump, you're going to move a little bit back.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't. You're not going to like jump up and...
And be like...
And all of a sudden, yeah.
Yeah.
Drop in the same
spot. You're not going to just like stop in where you are and... Trying to keep moving.
Right, and it's not like you wouldn't have any forward momentum. Mm-hmm. But basically, that's why. So, finally.
Closure. We have the answer.
Closure.
That's incredible. I also see you have the green and yellow and white. Well, green, yellow, and coconut edition. Go Ducks.
Yeah, I did that at the top for the Ducks.
We love the Ducks.
Only 17 more Saturdays until college football is back.
Only 17 more. What if we can get the house done by then? 17 Saturdays, probably not.
Dang it. It looks good. Looks cool. I'm trying to figure out what's going on over there every time I drive by.
Yeah. Well, it should be sunny when we're done. I'll go show you the kind of layout. We have all the lines snapped.
Oh, nice.
This week.
That's not going to get washed away with rain?
No, it's black chalk, so you can get different grades. This is kind of boring, but you can get different grades of chalk. So, like, weather resistant is this one. So, it's super, like, staining. So, like, got all over my hands. And then we used clear paint.
Oh, seal it on there?
Yeah, spray it on there.
I didn't think it was going to be that boring, but then you kind of made me think it was going to be. So, I was expecting it to be boring.
Oh. Yeah.
You were saying something about... What you got for your birthday?
I got for my birthday a new gaming headset.
Oh, really?
A nice one.
Cool.
It's Bluetooth.
You should give that. It's Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, you plug in
the receiver to the USB, Xbox, or the controller?
To the Xbox. And then it's Bluetooth headset. It's got AI noise reducing for the microphone. So like when you're not talking, it'll reduce the noise from everywhere else.
Yeah.
Also, it's got noise canceling. So I can't hear around me.
Don't have to hear Hannah.
I can.
Gavin, get off the game.
It also has an EQ. Like you can do an EQ on your phone and adjust it through an app and then select different. It's pretty legit.
Nice. You should give that one to dad because he doesn't have one. He used like earbuds.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. He can have it.
That's cool. I wonder how bad the latency is on that.
I don't know.
Because that's why it's like Bluetooth. Yeah. It has a half a second delay sometimes.
Nuts.
But it probably won't be that bad.
That's too serious.
Especially if they're making a headset out of it. Yeah. It's not going to be that damaging.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe I got that. It's going to have so much latency. I'm doubting everything now.
I don't think it'll be bad.
Do you see your koozie?
What?
Your koozie for your Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Did you forget that here?
No, one's been sitting in there for the last, like, whatever, however long since I had that.
Was going to go to West Virginia because it was in your car. And I took it out of your car, the koozie.
Oh. Can you see my left eye twitching from back there?
Your left or my left?
My left. Not really doing it anymore. It's been doing it all day, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm coming down with something.
Could be. Everybody's getting sick. Yeah, Dad's sick. Mariah's sick.
Awesome.
Hope was sick. Perfect. A while ago. Well, actually last week.
Who was sick? Who did I encounter that was sick today? Oh, Hope and Grace both in the hall before worship.
Hope just sounds terrible.
Said they were sick.
Grace, I think, was gotten sick from Hope.
Awesome. Yeah, I just don't really do that. Like last time Mariah got sick, I had like a sore throat for a day, but then I'm just like,
we just don't, I'm fine. We don't do sick.
I'm fine.
We tried sick. We don't do sick.
We didn't like it.
We didn't like it. Do you remember that video?
Yes. Yeah. It's like we tried poor.
We didn't like poor.
It.
I think it was a sickness. I don't remember. I'm saying the poor part.
I'm pretty sure it was both. Could be. I think, it's some pastor.
Yeah, it's the guy in.
We don't do sick. We
Jesse
tried sick.
Something we didn't in like Louisiana. It.
Yeah, and then he talks about his mansion, too, right?
Yeah, he has the biggest mansion.
We tried poor.
We didn't like poor. We tried sick. We didn't like sick. Why would you try sick? Why would you try sickness?
We tried.
He's a big prosperity gospel guy.
Yeah. Oh, I had the craziest. I didn't see the guy. I didn't see him at church this weekend. This guy I met at work. I was working by myself, and I went out to this house to put up some blinds and measure for some shutters and everything. Or not shutters, some shades. Doesn't matter.
They don't know the difference.
Guys, so shutters are made out of wood, and you can't make shades out of wood.
Well, you can.
I mean, you can.
You can make
it's a blind.
Slats.
We'd call those blinds.
Yeah. Not a shade.
In the business. But I was talking to him, and he asked if I could leave the sample book there. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. He explained that he knew Patrick, so he was trustworthy. And I was like, yeah, I believed you already. Yeah. I was just going to leave it anyways.
Yeah.
But I asked him where he knew him from because I had to figure church or something. And I think he said yes. But then he said he used to go to New Covenant before his New Covenant, went to Pathway for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told him, I was like, oh, I moved down here a couple of years ago. For a church plant, and we're in Pathway's old building. And he was like, oh, like we're just talking about all that. And he was so fascinated that we moved down here from Oregon a plant. And because we were just talking about like, yeah, we just felt like I told him it was a long story, but there were five of us families that all individually felt calling down here and then slowly like started talking to each other about it. And I'm like, wait, why are you thinking about East Texas too, and then put it all together over some time. But we moved down here and just felt like our calling was like we have a big burden for like religious spirit. Like feel like that's pretty heavy down here, and just like Because and he mentions like, yeah, we're like in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. That's what he was saying. He kept saying that. But yeah, it was great because he opened up about like some of the experiences he had at those other churches. I don't remember which one it was. But his first wife passed away 8 years ago from cancer. And he said that he was told that like, that if he had more faith or prayed more, that she wouldn't have died.
Ew.
And so he was like, he was emotional about it and everything. And
yeah.
So I was just talking to him about it. It was a great conversation I had with him. And we talked about worship and stuff. And because he said he had people, he knew like some of his kids went to Bethel. And I was like, oh yeah, I know a guy, one of the guys at our church, actually, he's from Oregon, but he went to Bethel for a little bit. And he's got some interesting stories from there. And he's like, yeah, they seem to kind of add on to
some stuff
where they shouldn't. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, they do make some good music though. And he was like, yeah, I have a hard time even listening to some of theirs because it's so much just like focused on yourself and all that. And I was like, yeah. And that's a big calling for us. We felt like is we like our, the church that we came from, they have a crazy high anointing for worship. And we feel like that's part of our mission as well, as making incredible worship to the Lord. And so then I just asked him if I could pray for him. So I prayed for him there and he was crying a little bit. And, his wife now, they've been married for 4 years and they've got like 16 kids to get like combined.
Gosh.
Not in the last 4 years.
Yo. Guys like from, triplets after triplets.
I think he had
triplets.
Like six or something from his
first
marriage. Wife. And she had some and like a lot were adopted too. So they've got a bunch of kids all together.
They live in the house? No. A lot of them are older.
A lot of them are older. And he said he's got some like after his wife died, it was just terrible. Some moved away. Like she's one of his kids is literally a Satanist, he said. And like Luciferian, he's got some that just won't talk to him. One daughter that's in, lives in LA and is just completely like mutilated her body, like is trans and everything. And so,
dang.
Yeah, I have to pray for him. He's going through a lot of stuff. So just did that. And yeah, it was good. And then at the very end, he gave me a hug. He shook my hand then and he was like, I'm so glad that you came here and all this stuff. You wanted to check out the church. And then before I left, he's like, I just got to give you a hug. So he gave me a hug and he's like, no, after that, it has to be heart to heart. So I went to the other side and like hugged on the left side. And I was like, all right.
That's
see you later.
That's funny. Did he come to?
No, I didn't see him today. I don't even know why I just got on that.
We were talking about something.
I don't know. Reminded me of it.
Yeah.
He gave me some tea, too.
Nice. Sweet tea?
Yeah.
W.
Yeah. Because at first, when I first got there, I asked if I needed anything. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. I've got some water in the van. And I only had one water bottle. And I ended up being there for a while. Because it was a lot of windows.
You measure them?
No, I put up the blinds. I had to take down the blinds and put up the blinds, and it just takes so much longer when you got one person.
Yeah.
And by the end, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm thirsty.
I could use something to drink.
But yeah, he was a nice guy. Yeah. Really, like, he has long, blonde, curly hair. Like, I would have been able to tell if he was there.
Yeah. There are birds in here or something. Do you hear that? The garage door is shut.
I don't see them. Maybe up. I don't know. They're somewhere. They're outside. I mean, outside is just right on the other side of this wall.
But it's insulated. I think they're maybe down by the lawnmower.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder about the physics of this room because it's heating up quick. It got down. We had it down to 62.
There's nothing underneath us, and
this
rises.
Is heating up more than a regular room. Not that it's unbearable yet. But
maybe if we even had a small fan blowing in here that was quiet, enough to blow all the ACs off.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we just need to insulate the floor.
Maybe we do.
I don't know. But I was just thinking about the career thing earlier.
Oh, what was it? The Marvel movie? Nah, I don't think so.
I don't remember. Oh, we need to actually talk about Christian and Haley's wedding, though.
Nah.
You guys don't care.
They don't care. Your birthday? We were talking about your birthday.
My birthday. And then my Bluetooth headset. And we were talking about latency. And you were like, I was late seeing this customer.
Yeah. I wasn't late. Never late.
I don't know.
Sometimes we're late.
I don't remember how we got on it. Sickness.
Oh, you said prosperity gospel.
Prosperity gospel.
Yes. And I, that's like.
Then you're talking about church.
Yeah. Prosperity gospel. That's what literally, because he was told that if he'd prayed right. more, his wife wouldn't have died, which is an insane thing to say.
Right.
But it was awful. He was like holding her in their living room and as all of his kids were home.
Dang.
Yeah. I was like. But I got back to the office and Patrick asked me how it went. I was like, oh, it was good. Talked a little bit about like church and stuff. And he was like, or I think even before I said that, he was like, did he cry at all? And I was like, actually, yes. He's like, yeah, he can be an emotional guy.
Yeah, I'd be an emotional guy too. He's known him for a while.
I was like, yeah, it sounds like he's been through some stuff. I prayed for him. He's like, oh, that's awesome. I appreciate you doing that.
What was I going to say?
Sorry. Bluetooth headset.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Your birthday. What do you got for your birthday? Something else.
Oh, I got that shoes. Shirt. I got this shirt. This is 7.
They face down. Show them the back. Stand up. Show them the back. Nice. Yeah, Mariah and Hannah went to, and our dad and Pastor Kenny went to Art Conference Association of Related Churches in Keller this week, or yeah, this week.
Fort Worth area.
And a bunch of awesome speakers, and Brooke Liggerwood was one of the people there.
She led worship for them.
She led worship and did like a little session with David Funk and E something.
Harmony.
No.
I have no idea. I didn't even know who David Funk was.
Like, Elevation Worship electric guitar player.
Oh, cool.
That dude was.
Did you know who David Funk was?
Nope, not me at neither. All.
They're like, and David Funk was there.
I was like,
I have no idea who that is. So I looked him up.
I started doing backflips.
So yeah. Wow. I knew who Brooke Liggerwood is.
Yeah.
I like her.
He doesn't freaking know who the freaking
David Brooke. Funk is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But buddy. I guess the other E guy.
Electric guy?
Yeah. Elevation and Electric. And his name is E. He,
Ethan.
Mariah's brother, Isaiah, like a big, big fan of his. Like that's like who like kind of inspired him to play electric. Wow. So he was freaking out.
I didn't know you were in Isaiah and Chester's wedding.
Yeah.
Your groomsman?
Yep. Picked up my shirt from JCPenney today.
Nice. And then you got to order some shoes.
Mm-hmm. I know also I have black slacks somewhere. Just don't know where.
I thought I had a pair of gray slacks. I don't know what happened to them.
Maybe I have those. I don't know what anything is. But I might just borrow some black slacks from you. Or I should just buy some.
I don't have any black slacks.
Really? Who doesn't own black slacks?
I don't know what happened to mine. I think I outgrew them.
Oh, man.
So I've just been wearing gray stuff.
Yep.
I think I actually do have gray slacks. But I know where they are. They're in my closet.
I need black ones.
Yeah, probably.
Black slacks, black long sleeve button-ups in July and outside. White,
and white shoes.
White shoes, white Vans. Mariah said he was wanting to, he's always wanted to do Jordans, like white Jordans in his wedding.
Expensive.
But he was like, yeah. Or Mariah figured that it was just because like some of Shasta's brothers are in there and they're like older and they don't wear Jordans because that's not like cool, I guess, for them. But I own, and I was like, I own low Jordan 1s, low white Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even have to buy any, but whatever. Oh, no, I have to buy more shoes. Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, when you text me that, I was like, no, I don't have any low tops. I like the high tops.
I was like, I read it and thought you have like, or that you've had high tops or you have high tops.
I have high tops.
Then I was like, maybe he thinks I'm this late to getting him a birthday present.
I thought maybe that too.
Texting him directly.
I thought it was maybe that too.
But But I knew Hannah was getting you those all white 550s. New Balances. I would never get you two. You don't give someone two pairs of all white shoes for their birthday.
Yeah. You let them buy their own all white pairs of shoes. I only have. That's not true.
There's some I want for my birthday. Let me show you.
Gosh, you're so selfish.
Yeah, enough about yours.
Wow, look, we already talked about all those topics. Except for the careers. Mm. Oh, the old guy ones?
No, these are kind of like Air Max, like 97s, but New Balance is a version.
That's cool.
Pretty sick.
Did you see those old guy ones that are Velcro? I think they're Velcro. Just look up New Balance old guy shoes. It's probably going to pop up with a lot of them. They're like loafers?
Yeah. Those?
No. They're very obvious. Maybe they aren't Velcro.
But they do have loafers.
Yeah, maybe it's loafers. Are loafers pants?
No, they're shoes. It's like it's what I wore in the wedding.
Yeah, it's those.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the 1906. Like, I have this, basically, but in, like, the running shoe.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy shoe.
Yeah, it would. That's, that's just not really my thing, probably.
That's something Trent would wear.
Yeah, maybe.
100%. It's like Jackie didn't like his,
They were kind of like Crocs. Kind of like
Kanye Crocs. Runners,
but in between. Yeah.
We don't speak that name anymore.
Oh, he has lost it.
He's lost.
No, I mean, I get it, Kim. I understand.
Yeah, why you left him. Bro, it's crazy.
Anything else about your birthday? What are your biggest birthday wishes that you hope come true? I got you an awesome gift,
Parker,
by the way.
My wish is that Parker got me an awesome gift. And that we can play PUBG with my new headset tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the birthday party that we're doing? Hannah sent a text.
We're doing a PUBG night.
Yeah, when is that?
This upcoming Saturday.
Okay, cool.
The 10th.
I will try to stay awake. I have to get Mariah to the airport. Her flight leaves DFW at 8 a.m.
So you have to leave here at 5? No. You have to leave here at 3.
I have to leave here early as heck.
That's a Friday.
Saturday morning.
Leave Friday night and stay.
No, why would I do that?
Because you have to get up so early.
I'll be fine. I will never fall asleep while driving. Mark my words.
Oh my gosh, he's going
to
die.
I'm the most locked in when I have to be. Sometimes I'll just, for fun, will close my eyes while I'm driving.
Just to see what happens?
Just to see what happens. What did I do? Oh, I did something really dumb the other day. I put in eye drops while I was driving. That was a...
Yeah, that's a bad idea, because what happens when your vision gets blurred because you...
It doesn't get blurred, but like, looking up for a second to do that, I was like, just wait a little bit longer. But they were so itchy. Light. They were so itchy. And they hurt. I'll take a nap or something.
Yeah.
I took a nap today. I don't do that very often. I've fallen asleep on the couch twice in the last week. One was Thursday... Thursday night, whatever night the Stars played, game 6.
Somebody's on our steps.
But nobody fell asleep.
To be here.
What?
Everybody's gone.
Okay. You have your gun?
No. I don't even have my knife.
Oh, I have mine. Do you want to pause for a sec? Just.
It can't be. There's no way it's
in. No, we have a lock on door anyways.
It's not locked.
Oh, no. Just open it and see what's going on. You can always,
open it from this side when it's locked, but that side, it just doesn't do anything.
Maybe it's the birds.
Not like they couldn't just reach in through the walls. Just one sheet of sheetrock on this side.
Can reach in through the walls. You still have to break through the sheetrock.
That's true. Bullets just like fly through though.
Yeah.
It's a solid corridor, so if they try and go through the door, we're okay.
Shoot them through the sheetrock.
Yeah.
My eyes twitching again. But yeah, I fell asleep on the couch watching the hockey game, woke up. Oh, they lost.
Whoa. Yeah.
Lost by a lot. What the heck? And then last night, one of the best hockey games I've ever watched in my entire
life. It was insane. The third period was
ridiculous. Guys, watch the Dallas Stars. You will not regret it.
I do want a Dallas Stars something now. I like your hat.
I want a jersey.
Yeah, jersey would be sick.
Or a shirt. $175.
Graphic. $175?
Yeah, dude, hockey jerseys are expensive.
Why? Because they're so thick?
I don't know. But so you see the broadcast on TV, everybody's wearing one.
Yeah, it's not a print.
And they're all throwing either. Their hats onto the ice, too. That was crazy.
I'm grabbing that hat.
I know. What the heck?
You're about to throw that hat? Give it to me. You don't want it anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they collect the hats and resell them?
I thought maybe they collect them and then you can just go down and get it later, like kind of honor system. Or maybe it's free hat day.
Free hat day.
Go down to the tub. Oh, no, I threw this, I swear.
Yeah.
Maybe they do like a hat head check. You have to see if you have like a ring in your hair or whatever.
Yeah, if you did it.
Have you, you've been wearing a hat the whole time? You just threw it?
Okay, that's what you do. You come one. With just a ring to put around your head.
Yeah.
To make a hat ring. Throw it out there. Go get a free hat. That's usually like $35-$40.
There you go.
Bang. Hopefully you get the right hat size.
Yeah.
Or you got to know your hat size and be like, oh, this is a fitted one. Let me look. Make sure this is mine. Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah. And then I fell asleep today.
Wow.
Before the podcast.
He fell asleep today.
I felt like I thought this was going to be the worst episode ever because I
felt terrible.
Yeah, that's not really a good plan. Like right before you have to go talk for a long time, take a nap.
You wake up like, oh.
Yeah, I woke up, looked at my watch. It's 4:40. I gotta go.
That is a terrible feeling. I hate that feeling.
I want to know the science behind that.
I mean, it's got to be a mental thing, right?
Yeah, it's so
you wake mental. Up thinking, oh, I got to go do something now. If I didn't, I would just, oh, well, I'd fall back asleep probably.
Yeah. But I get like, there's a different feeling where like sometimes I'll be sitting on the couch and like something's playing that I don't really need to be actively watching. Like this was New Girl this time. But other times, like I'm sitting there, I want to nap, but I just never do. But there's like a certain like feeling like you get like, oh yeah, I'm falling asleep.
I'm falling asleep right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to fall asleep.
And then you're gone.
So let me turn down the volume on the TV because I don't want it to disturb me.
Yeah.
But I want to still kind of hear what's going on.
Yeah. But I feel like I do a good job of, if I fall asleep in a time I didn't plan to sleep for a long time, I do a good job of waking up.
Yeah, your body.
Before that.
Yeah, I kind of. I remember it was usually after school. I'd come home, sit on the couch, be like, Mom, I can't do any chores yet. I need to relax. I was just at school all day.
I need to rest. I need to unwind. Please.
I need to rest. Please.
Make me do the dishes.
Let me watch an episode of The Office or something. And then you're like, turn on The Office and it's just fall asleep. Wake up.
You said DVR Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Come up and watch
it. Weird kid.
Well, I got sick. Like, I remember watching it when I was little and it was awesome. And then I got sick and that's the only thing on at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So I was watching that. And then got unsick and it's like kind of miss Wheel of Fortune. So I'd record it, watched after school. And it would be it's a long show.
Yeah.
So then I'm not starting my homework until like 6 p.m. Like, oh, I'm so screwed.
Oh, I can't do this.
Falling asleep after school before doing your homework though, that sucks.
Terrible. Because you're up late.
Then you can't think straight and oh.
Yeah, there was always too much homework, though, to just do it right after school, because then you're doing homework till 6:30 or 7.
I need a break.
I need a break from all this school. You know, these private schools don't even give out homework?
Yeah.
What? If I had to suffer through it, you have to suffer through it. I remember falling asleep, coming home, working on homework, and, like, sitting in bed studying, quote-unquote, and then falling asleep. Be like, oh, I don't want to do this math. Let me just close this book and lay down. I'm asleep and I wake up at 7 p.m. Everybody's already eaten dinner. Mom's like, oh, there's a plate. You can heat it up in the microwave. And I'm just like, oh, I'm lost. You guys are like watching football or something already. I'm like, where? It's Monday night. Monday night football. The week just started and I'm already behind.
Already behind.
Got to do my homework now and eat dinner. Oh. What a wicked feeling.
Yeah, I never enjoyed doing homework on a soft surface. I couldn't do it sitting on my bed or on a couch or anything. I had to be at my desk.
Yeah, I would try to do that. But I knew I was only trying to do that so I could take a nap.
So you could relax.
Yeah, I could relax and fall asleep.
Oh, no, I actually fell asleep.
Yeah.
Just accepting failure before you even started.
Yeah, I would sit at my desk And I had the hardest chair ever. So I had always had a pillow on it. And I would just sit there and do my homework. Got rid of that desk. I remember so many times. It was my junior year. I took a writing class.
121?
Yeah, 121 and 122. And I remember writing papers, at least until 1 a.m., because I would just procrastinate. They were great papers, though. I would write a paper, and then I'd be nodding off as I'm writing it. And then I would, kind of close my eyes, fall asleep for a little bit, and then wake up and read what I just typed out, and none of it made sense. I was like,
why was I talking about North Korea?
What am I saying? And I just have to delete all of it, and it was just a waste of time. And I'd try again. I'm like falling asleep. And then read it. Okay, that makes more sense. Back. Right. Okay, that's good enough to turn in a rough draft.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, rough drafts were always.
They were rough. Bogus.
I had a speech. I think the latest I've ever been up for homework. No, that's not true because I would stay up late pretty often. But the one of the worst ones I've had was my communications class, my public speaking one. You over the term, you had to watch these speeches and talk about them, talk about their the ethos, pathos, logos of all their everything that they were saying. Oh, so bad. And I didn't do any of them until
one night,
probably a day before they were all due. And it was I was up so late, and I was just watching these stupid speeches. Oh my gosh, that was awful. I got through it. I was fine.
Yeah. Is that better though? I feel like that's maybe better than having, no, it's probably not. Than just doing one a week where it's okay, super easy. Then one night of suffering.
Yeah. But then one night, yeah, you had so many great nights and then one night of suffering.
You could have had only one night of not really suffering at all. Just kind of easy homework.
But it's so boring. I don't do very good in chunks. I've tried to.
Did you do really good when you waited?
Yeah, dude. I'm so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Everything you wrote was so good.
Absolutely.
Nah.
Yeah, I got such a good grade on it.
The worst thing.
Higher than an A+, Gavin.
Was the forums where you had to respond to somebody. You had to write a response to some video.
100 word minimum.
Yeah. And then reply to somebody's response. Well,
I really like the part where you said this.
Yeah.
And I related to the part where you said this. But yeah. I'm wondering what you meant by this.
Exactly.
Could you please clarify that? That'd be really awesome if you could let me know what you meant by when you said this.
Yeah. So dumb.
Everybody had the same college experience.
Yeah. And we all wrote the exact same thing on those reply forums. It's like, this is really good. This is actually exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a really good point.
I love that point.
I did not think of that.
And then you make sure to use their full name.
Yeah.
And use some letters there.
Yeah, to get someone more towards the word count. Oh, wow.
What's a name?
Parker Joseph Thiel. This was a really great response! Exclamation point. I really like the way you think and how you worded your response for this period.
Academic abilities.
Your academia is incredible, and I really hope to hear more from you
in the future.
Anyways,
looks like I'm out of space.
Thank you so much for your response.
Be blessed.
Hope you can respond to mine as well. Blessings.
XOXO.
Gavin Charles Thiel.
Yeah. The best.
Oh, wait. I'm one word off.
Love Gavin Charles
Love Gavin Charles Thiel.
Blessings and love.
Yeah. Those were the most pointless classes, too. Because nobody's reading that and be like, wow, this is good stuff.
I don't think I learned anything from that experience.
Yeah. College was college. I got a degree. And I just have a degree now. So I remodel bathrooms.
Yeah.
And
work with degrees all the time.
Yeah. With temperature, hot water, cold water, electricity. Degrees.
I need someone to show me. Maybe you can show me this. Measuring angles on a speed square.
Yeah.
That's really Haven't tried. I'm sure I could figure it out.
Yeah, what kind of angles are you looking for?
I mean, 90-degree angles, those are simple to figure out. I mean, that's what it's... That's
there are all I do with degree it. Markers on it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
How to work it.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There's one inside, one outside. Which one is which?
Yeah, one's hip, one's valley.
Yeah, what the heck? That's so hip.
Yeah. I'm not going to explain it on here.
No, that's so boring.
It's going to be so difficult to explain. Plus, I don't have a square to show you.
Dang it.
Christian comes back on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
He's cool. Back in town.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to do a little birthday celebration.
Yeah, hop on PUBG.
All right. We're going to mom and dad's for your birthday dinner?
Yep.
Cool.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah. Devin's dad was in town.
Yeah, I saw him at... So I went to Slim's with Peter while we were working on our job, mm-hmm. and we had to go pick up some material. Ran it to Devin. He got there right as we were leaving.
Oh, nice.
Him and his dad.
Yeah, I went and played Ticket to Ride with him one night. I'm always down for that game.
I'm always down for Ticket to Ride. Did you win?
No, I actually choked harder than I've ever choked in my life.
You started eating the train pieces.
Yeah, I did. Give the Heimlich on me. No, I for some reason, I went to Seattle instead of Los Angeles. Like, I got it stuck in my head that I was going on this certain route. I built it all in my head, didn't double-check my tickets. And then I missed another route, and so I got negative 13 points off my tickets. And I still got second place.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No. We've played several times. We played when we went to Broken Bow. We played at your house like three times.
Yeah.
First place every time.
No way.
I haven't lost to you yet.
I don't think that's the case, but yeah, okay.
It is. It's true. I always completed my routes. That's the way to do it. So, what are you going to do about it? Get better at your routes. Ugh. That's terrible.
I just let him keep going there.
Yeah, it didn't stop me.
Hung you out to dry.
Yeah.
You're like a fish on the end of the
line. Yeah, like Gavin with no Red Bull.
Please. Put me back in the water.
Please give me a Red Bull.
I'm just dangling him there.
You're just drinking one yourself.
My wound is almost healed up.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if we ever even talked about that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we came over to... Every single time we've come over to your house, the whole family, it's been foiled by...
Sickness. Something.
Like, Dad was sick one time.
And then this time.
And then, yeah, so, like, that time happened, and it was like, okay, what the heck? Oh,
what?
And then this one, we were going over to Gavin and Hannah's for dinner, and...
Dinner was getting made.
Mm-hmm.
Parker and Dad and Mariah.
We went down to the dock to go fishing, of course.
I grabbed my fishing pole, walked down there.
My first cast of the day. As Gavin's walking down there, he has no idea what's going on. Literally.
No idea.
I catch a bass. Maybe my third cast. So it was
pretty quick.
All right. This is going to be a great day. I love it out here. I'm holding on to it with one hand in its mouth. I've got like a treble hook on it. Like hooked on it, and then it was also hooked on another place at a lure with two of those. So six hooks on this lure.
It's a lot of hooks.
So I got the one unhooked because it kind of got caught in its side as it was dangling there. And so I'm working on the one in its mouth with my hands. Fish starts flapping everywhere. I lose my grip of it. Do not lose my grip of the hook. The hook gets twisted around by the fish into my thumb. I'm trying to hold the fish with the other hand, and now I've got a hook in my thumb. And it's still also in the fish. And
then Gavin walks down there, sees him, is like, what are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
You got a hook in your finger? Turns out he did.
Mariah put her pole down to come over there like, oh, what do? I don't really remember much except Dad came over because he had pliers. And he cut the hook out of the fish's mouth so we were able to get rid of the fish. I wanted to just grab that thing and smash it on the dock.
It wasn't the fish's fault.
Yeah, it was, Gavin. It flipped around like an idiot.
You barbed your hooks.
It's like, just be chill. Okay, you're going to go back in the water in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, literally. We just do not want to eat you. Gross.
So I threw that fish back in the pond, and then I had this hook dangling from my finger. It was in there pretty deep. We got real close to having Gavin just cut it out with a box knife.
I was ready.
Dad didn't realize it was barbed, and so when it was down there, he like
tried to pull
tried
it out.
Tried to yank on it. I was like, oh no.
Parker says it's the worst pain he's ever felt. And he broke his nose.
I've had a lot of pain. It's like, it was on the same level as like probably some of the worst pain I've ever felt. However, I mean, it was isolated to a pretty small area.
Lots of nerves.
Wasn't like...
Yeah, full body
awful.
Pain.
Awful. But yeah, for that one tiny area, that was probably the most painful experience I've ever had. But second most, like up there.
Yeah. That's what you did.
But the doctor, when I got there, because yeah, we were going to maybe have Gavin take it out. We were just going to cut it. And
I was going to get it.
But
no numbing.
Then
though.
I remembered, you know what? There's emergency rooms.
And they're
maybe
also
we
really close.
Go there instead. We hopped in the truck to go. Anthony, Gavin's father-in-law, who was a fire chief for a long time.
And paramedic.
Just got home, so he knows EMS stuff. Came and looked at it, and they were like, it was him and another guy. That's why I said they. He's not one of those types
those
of people.
Those guys.
So she came and looked at my thumb, and just kidding, it's a he. And we decided probably be better if I just go to the ER, because I almost got talked into doing it here then, because I was like, it's not going to be that bad. All they're going to do is numb it. So we went and
he got numbed.
Got numbed up. They gave me 4 shots in my thumb. The doctor was like, this one's, 2 of them are going to hurt and 2 of them are going to really hurt. Like, oh, awesome. So we did 2 of them and I was like, which ones were those? And he was like, those ones are the kind of hurt. These next are going to really hurt. I'm like, oh, awesome. Those ones hurt for sure. But then I couldn't feel my thumb for the rest of the day. Like, I went to bed with it numb.
Yeah, we were going to try and play Xbox. Parker's like, got numb thumb.
I can't do it. It's I like thought my gaming around. Was going to be cooked for like a week, but the next night I was on.
Yeah.
Just tearing it up.
That was awesome.
The doctor said he has gotten a fish hook out of every single part of the body. That gave me some confidence, including the scrotum.
Yeah, that so the thumb is not that bad.
So, yeah, I was like, okay. I don't mind it here now. I think it's all going to be all right. But I was just waiting for the numb it. Because you've been to the dentist where they numb it. Mm-hmm. It's probably not as intense of a
shot.
Lidocaine or whatever it is they use. So ever so often, you're like, I was afraid the feeling was going to come back. But it didn't. And he was really like twisting at that thing and cutting it up.
Yeah.
It was a really small cut. Like a little tiny X that he made. Barely. Right on the same hole. Didn't have to. He said he could have done it way faster if you just like cut like an inch down and pulled it out, but then it takes longer to heal. So he was like, it'll take a little bit longer, but it'll be worth it because it's not going to take as long to heal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty.
And so Mariah and I went to Bass Pro last week and I bought a pair of pliers to keep in my fishing tackle box.
There you go. Solve that problem.
Yep. But so. I've never had an issue taking it out with my hands, but now I'm so scared because I never want to experience that
again.
You
just got to grip that fish like nobody's business.
I know. I should have like, because I'll hold my thumb on it and just my fingers flat, but you got to get under the gills and stuff too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm holding that puppy.
But I've never had one like, once I get it by its mouth, I've never had one go that crazy that I can't hold on to it.
Yeah, just got to get a tighter grip, I guess.
But, oh, whatever.
I had one. We were fishing at a customer's pond we were remodeling the bathroom and they had a big pond in the back. And he's like, hey, if you guys want to fish while you're taking lunch or something, I got some poles. Okay. So we're fishing out there. One of the guys there, Cameron, caught the biggest bass I've ever seen in person. It was 20 inches long, like fingertips to past my forearm, past my elbow on my forearm. And I don't know how much it weighed. I don't know what a typical weight for a bass is, but it was probably like at least 5 or 7 pounds, maybe. It was it was huge. Could have been more. Could have been, probably more. But I don't know.
Awesome.
I didn't even hold it. But yeah, that's the first fish he's ever caught, I guess. Supposedly,
what?
That's the first fish
he's never caught a fish before.
I guess not. Which seems crazy.
Him and his dad and Caden and Isaac went down to Galveston to do like deep sea fishing.
Okay, so maybe he's a liar. Or maybe
maybe it was the first bass he's ever caught.
Maybe. But
I didn't catch a bass till we moved here.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think he's ever caught rainbow trout. Uh-huh. But I, and some other fish like in
rainbow trout Billy Chinook. And salmon.
Yeah,
and
bluegill.
Bluegill.
Yeah. Then I caught a pretty good sized bass, but it was nothing like that one. But yeah, it was pretty fun. I was thinking about like the career thing, Parker.
Yeah.
I guess I can talk to you afterwards. But yeah.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up. Talk later. Talk after this.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Unless you really want to know.
Too bad.
Maybe we'll talk about it another time.
Nah, probably not.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever. Well, next episode, Christian will be back. This is Gas Boys episode 187. Yeah, it's episode 187. So, getting closer and closer to 200. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Is that, what do we do when we get there?
Celebrate good times. Come on. Guys, I hope you enjoyed Cinco de Mayo and enjoy Gavin's birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday in the comments. Maybe birthday. Leave us a review that says happy birthday, Gavin. I don't think we've gotten one of those in a year, probably. Yep. So I know you guys wait for Gavin's birthday to do them. So now is your chance. Go ahead and do that.
Just do it right now. It doesn't have to be anything more than happy birthday, Gavin. Leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
Because I know you, I've thought it too. I've been like, oh, I should leave a review for this podcast. And then I don't do it because, like, what am I going to write? You got something simple? We already wrote it for you.
Yeah.
5-star only. And a written review.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Peace out.